There are certain in-demand blue-collar jobs that can lead you to Canadian PR. It's great for those who already have relevant work experience, but can also be a good option for those that are on an open work permit in Canada, like a postgraduate work permit, spousal open work permit for Ukrainians, etc. Because you can gain some work experience in these occupations and then apply for PR through this stream. One such program is called the OANP Job Offer In-Demand Skills Stream. To apply for this pathway, first of all, you need to have a job offer from an Ontario employer. You can have a job offer anywhere in Ontario in one of these 8 in-demand occupations. And if you have a job offer in one of these 14 occupations, that job must be outside of the GTA. Not that GTA, the Greater Toronto Area, City of Toronto and regions of Durham, Halton, York, and Peel. As you can see, all of these jobs are blue-collar, mostly for laborers and operators. The wage of your job should be equal or more than the median wage for that occupation in that specific region of Ontario. This enables you to apply for a provincial nomination from Ontario. It is that simple. You don't need to have an LMIA-approved job, you don't need to be inside Canada to apply, but there are some basic requirements that you need to fulfill. First of all, you need to have at least 9 months of work experience in Ontario in the same occupation as the one you've been offered a job in, the one that you're using for this program. In fact, you can claim some extra points if you've been working for the same employer for more than 6 months. And this relevant experience should have been gained in Ontario within the last 3 years of your OANP application submission. You must have English or French skills at CLB 4 or higher, which is not a lot. You need to have at least high school education, and you'll need an educational credential assessment report if this education was outside of Canada. You must also show intention to reside in Canada, and if you're outside of Canada, you can still apply. The employer's requirements are quite similar to some of the other job offer streams that we've discussed before in this channel. If you know these basic requirements, hopefully you'll be able to find a job with the right kind of employer. So let's look at some of those requirements. Your employer should have been in active business for at least 3 years prior to your application submission. So it cannot be an employer which has just started its business. If you will work or report to work inside the GTA, the employer must have at least $1 million in annual gross revenue, and they must have at least 5 full-time employees who are Canadian citizens or permanent residents. If you will work or report to work outside of the GTA, the employer must have at least $500,000 Canadian dollars in annual gross revenue, and they must have at least 3 full-time employees who are Canadian citizens or permanent residents. The employer must of course have their business premises in Ontario where you will work, and they must also demonstrate sufficient proof of recruitment efforts if you're going to be applying from outside of Canada, or if you're in Canada but you're living in a different province. This doesn't have to be an LMIA, and these recruitment efforts don't have to be proven through an LMIA. For a complete list of requirements and to view the list of required documents, you can check out the link in the description. There's one more thing. This is a points-based stream, so you need to score enough points to be invited to apply. And there are 6 scoring factors. Let's quickly do a simulation so you can understand the scoring criteria. For this simulation, we'll assume the NOC tier 94141, which is industrial butchers and meat cutters. So let's go through the 6 categories. The first one is job offer occupation category, which is again your second digit from the left. In this stream, the occupation category has to be 4 or 5 only. So if it is 4, you get 4 points, and if it is 5, you get 3 points. In this case, we'll choose 4 because the second digit is 4. Job offer wage, let's say the job offer's wage is $27. So it would fall under this range. We get 6 points for that. If you're already on a valid work permit, we get maximum 10 points. And let's say you've not been working for this employer for more than 6 months, so 0 points, and you've not earned $40,000 or more in the last 5 years. So the last thing is regionalization, the location of your job. Let's say it is outside the GTA and outside Northern Ontario, somewhere like the city of Guelph. In that case, you'll claim 8 points, right? So you do get a lot of points. Not the maximum though, so you end up with 28 points. Are these points enough or not? Let's look at the past trend. So far, we haven't had an invite for this stream in this year, but looking at last year's invites, we had 4 rounds of invites. The minimum score varied from 23 points to 30 points, right? So with a score of 28, you have a fairly decent chance of getting invited, but it would be better if your score is 30 or higher. So either your wage needs to be higher or you need to find a job in a place which gets you more points. Thank you. Okay, so I think you must have developed a decent understanding of this PNP stream and would have been able to do a self-evaluation of your scores. If you think you qualify and you need help with your application, feel free to get in touch. If you'd like to join our online community, the Fellowship of Polaris, I'll leave a link in the description. In the next video, we'll talk about OINP's skill trade stream. Take care.